Concord, DMQ, calling CQ, CQ, CQ,
today, mobile.
AR4 DMQ, thanks for getting back to me. How am I coming through? I just set up this radio and just got my license. Over.
The first part of your call, I got a DMQ.
My call sign is KR4 DMQ. Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Mike, Quebec. Over.
Sounds pretty good. A little noisy, but that could be where I'm at. And my name is Wyatt. What's your name?
My name is Mick.
Mick, good to meet you, and congratulations on the license. And what kind of radio you got?
I got an FTM 150 ASU. It's 50 watts on the VHF. Over.
Kenwood D710 in the mobile. Where am I? I'm in Berea. That's where I'm at.
Kenwood makes available, I guess, now as it used to be, but I used to use it in hand talkies when I worked in law enforcement back in the olden days.
Well, I work in aviation, and my experiences with ICOM aviation radios, and ICOM HF stuff, really good. I've had terrible luck with their handy talkies on ham radio. But now I have an aviation radio that's a Yaesu. I'm not a fanboy of anybody in particular, but I even have a Flex 1500 that's at home.
I'm still trying to learn about all this stuff. I got a HF radio yet, but I got to set up the antenna on it, and I'm getting ready in August to take my general test, so I'm not real ready to get on the HF yet, but I thought, with this one, I can start playing around and starting to talk to some people and get to know some people on the radio. Over.
And where is your home generally?
I'm in Woodruff, South Carolina.
At the end of the month is field day. That's a good time to connect with local folks and do an eye over all their radios.
Are you talking about field day? I'm not sure about all of the different things. What is field day? Over.
Today is nationwide, the ARRL has us all get together, and we try and make contacts on HF and 2 meters and up as well. Actually, anywhere that we're allowed to talk, they want us to try and talk and contact people. And I don't know what clubs are in Woodruff. I know we got a couple of clubs up here, DR, that are doing field day, but I'm sure there's a club somewhere around Woodruff that's doing field day.
Eric Berg Club is doing field day. I just didn't know what it was. I'm a member of ARRL, but again, other than studying for the test and passing the test, I'm still trying to figure out how all of this stuff works, and thanks to you guys out there that talk to me and share a little bit about how to do these things. Really helps me a lot. I appreciate it. Over.
And you don't have to do over on ham. Just FYI. You'll get to see how they put up all the HF antennas, and there's a gazillion different types of HF antennas, and somebody will swear up and down that their antenna works the best. But your mileage will vary. It's all based on your terrain and where you're located, and a gazillion different factors.
I'm sitting up on top of a hill, so I've gotten pretty good propagation. I listened to North Carolina and Georgia last night during the net, so I've heard a few people talking from a little bit of a distance yet, but the VHF and UHF is obviously line of sight, so you're only going to get so much distance on these radios. But it's a good hobby. Since I'm retired, I've got time to play with the radio and get to meet people online. Over.
The net on this channel is at 9 p.m. every night, in case you didn't know that. Yes, and this repeater is on top of Caesar's head, and it generally covers to roughly Clinton, and then in an arc around that. A little bit harder on the north end because of the mountains. KJ4 CTD for ID.
KR4 DMQ. Yeah, the only repeater I've been able to get on is the Caesar head one. I keep going to all these different frequencies and not finding anybody talking on them at all. I did get on the net last night. How long do the net things go on? They were still taking roll call at 9:30 last night. Over.
It depends on the day. Wednesdays, because of the swamp net, usually is longer. But frankly, you know, I've been a bad patron of the net. I'm never around a radio at 9 o'clock anymore. You could do early check-in, but that kind of seems like cheating for me, and not in the spirit of radio. KJ4CTD.
Yeah, 9 o'clock at night is getting a little bit late for me. I listened to them for half an hour, 35 minutes, and they were still checking in, and I thought, this is going to go on till midnight, and we already had 30-plus people already had checked in. I can't imagine if everybody's got something to say, how long it will take to get through that evening over.
If you're short time, you can check in out of sequence. You can't actually do that. It's actually allowed. And I've had to do that once or twice. You know, I arrive home because generally I use the rig that's in the truck. And when I get home, if the net has just started, I may check in early and just say short time and then, you know, be gone. And at least you've gotten checked in at that point. But they do rotate the alphabet, which part they start at every night.
That is every night on the net, because it sounds like they have one every night. Are they different subjects, or how do they work over?
The only one that's quote-unquote special is Wednesday night. That's KI4DOS, the net controller. And that's because it's our swap net for trading, ham radio gear and stuff. Otherwise, it is literally open up to almost any subject you want to talk about, as long as it's, you know, legal. So we do try to stay away from politics and religion. So, you know, just stay away from the controversial stuff. But if you want to talk anything AM radio, you can talk anything AM radio.
Politics and religion seems to get you in trouble. We kind of have that thing with our kids. The controversial ones, it's like, if you want to talk about anything, that's fine, but avoid those subjects. We'll avoid trouble, and I'm sure on the radio that's probably a good policy. And there's plenty to talk about besides those subjects as well. Over.
You know, you got to stay away from your seven deadly words, but, you know, there's a lot to talk about, especially as a new ham, I imagine. You said you were in law enforcement, so you have some knowledge about propagation, because most of law enforcement used to be in the business 2-meter band. I think they've moved up to 800 megahertz now, but, you know, there's a lot of propagation of 800 megahertz issues because it doesn't go as far. So, you know, and you can talk about antennas and radios, and of course you may run into people saying, well, Kenwood's better. No, Icom's better. But, you know, it is what it is.
For sure. There's plenty to talk about, and I just started to say you are my second call that I've had since I got my license, so I'm hoping I'm learning how to do it and doing it well. But again, I'll probably make lots of mistakes like everybody else does. Over.
I can help you with a lot of the common mistakes, especially once you get up into HF. We have a lot of generals and not a lot of soldiers, but sorry, bad joke. But, you know, most of us that have our HF privileges, we have run into issues, and, you know, even simple issues as dirt simple as power-related issues and Anderson power poles and all that sort of fun stuff. So, right, we're a good resource, and, you know, hopefully we have people that will answer you back. I think I heard, it may have been you yesterday that I heard talking to somebody. But, you know, we're here, and most of us are willing to talk to you.
Yeah, that's true. The hard part for me is understanding everybody's call sign when they talk. I'm not hearing them well. I wear hearing aids anyway, the old military stuff. But so I'm thinking somebody told me if you use a log program on a computer, it will pop up the.
You can do that pretty well. But then, you know, you still have people like me. I tend to rapid fire my call sign out. Just, I don't know why I do that. And just, you know, ask us for our call sign again like I did you.
Or everybody gets kind of used to just throwing it out there and not paying a whole lot of care. And when you've been on a long time, you know most people's call signs anyway or their names, so it's easy for you guys to pick them up like that. But at the beginning, it's just kind of a learning curve. I'll figure it out as I go along and probably try to get one of those log programs, and that'll help me be able to start to understand some of the call signs that I'm hearing and people that I'm talking to as well. What, again, is your call sign over?
It is Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. And, you know, there's a bunch of different logging programs. N1MM is a big one. A lot of clubs use that for field day contesting. My personal favorite is Qlog, which runs on any platform, I think. And it's also open source.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the communication today. I'm going to dig around a little bit and start trying to spin the dial and find out what I can find, but I appreciate you coming back to me today and having a good QSO. And this is KR4DMQ signing out.
Mike Wright.
Mike Indian Charlie Kilo. Over.
All right, Mick, it was nice meeting you, and you have a good day. And that was about the perfect time, and I'm getting ready to go into the gate at the airport. KJ4CTD, and I'll be clear.
M4ZLK. Their transmissions, you've got a flutter on your signal. It didn't used to be there. It's not there every time, but for a good bit of it.
Time to clean the radio again, but thanks.
The microphone. Talk to you later. I know you're destinated. And, Mick, if you're still listening, your signal sounds really good. So this is N4ZLK. Name is Shane.
It's KR4DMQ. Hi, Shane. Nice to meet you. Thanks for getting back to me. It's hard to tell how you're doing, especially when you're new. I stuck my antenna in my attic, so hopefully I'm getting out pretty well. I guess this radio is supposed to be a decent radio anyway. At least that's what somebody told me when I bought it. Over.
Actually looking at getting one of those. My son has one, and it seems to be really nice. I've got the FTM 6000 I'm talking to you on right now, and I think they discontinued this one and started making that one. This is similar. It's a dual band, just not a dual VFO. But also, if you go to the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website, it's brars.cc, and look for the tab for repeaters. There's a place for repeater recordings, and you can actually listen to your signal, and that'll help to tell you how you're doing.
And I appreciate that. That's I'll look it up, and it's just trying to find stuff to people to talk to on these different channels and seeing if there's anything out there. I got the Simplex, and I got the 146-610 Caesar head repeater, but I'm trying to learn to find out where anything else is at. Over.
The app to have on your phone or computer is Repeater Book. When I got my license, you actually had to get the little book which listed all the repeaters in the country. But this is an app you can download on your phone now, and you can set it by location, so wherever you are, it'll list the repeaters in distance from where you are closest. You can set it up closest to furthest, but it gives you the PL tones and everything else. I imagine you know how to program those in too. A lot of repeaters have a PL tone now that you have to have programmed in there with the repeater to activate the repeater.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to do that. I haven't figured out how to program this radio yet. And so the Spartanburg Club, they've got the code that you have to program into, and I have not figured out how to do that yet. I'm going to look and see if I can find somebody that can give me a hand with learning how to program my radio over.
Find a video on YouTube about it. Just about anything you want to do, you can find a video. It may not be the best quality or the best instructor. There should be something out there.
Yeah, 10-4, that's true. I'm sorry about using 10 code. I used PCB a long time ago. There's YouTube's on just everything. They have stuff on this particular radio, and the guy talks at 200 miles an hour. Of course, you know, they're like 10 minutes long. So I'm watching them over and over again, trying to figure out. Every day I see, like, I pick up a little bit of something. But, yeah, that's one way to do it. Finding somebody to help you with it, it's a little bit more tricky, it seems like, over.
I was looking at my son's manual online, actually. You can look on that rate. Well, you probably have a manual that came with it. But I think it's around menu number 35 to 38, somewhere in there. You have to turn the tone on because it'll be in the off position, and then you actually set the tone number. It'll be a couple of menu items away, and you'll pick which number. For instance, if it's got a 127.3 hertz tone, that's what you'll just rotate the dial till you find 127.3. But you have to have tone turned on. There should be a little T that shows up on your radio. You do the tone, so move over to the tone code and set whatever code the repeater requires.
Thank you, Shane. I went through the program and saw, so tone is the one I want to go to be able to program that in. Is that correct, over?
Well, you've got two different settings. One is to actually turn the tone on, and it'll give you a few options. There'll be tone, tone squelch, and then also digital, DCS or something like that. You want just the first one, which is just tone. And then go to the next menu setting. It'll be a couple away, and it's around the 30s, mid 30s to 38, something like that. And then you just rotate to the number, the kilohertz, whatever they call it, the hertz tone that it is, and it can go from like 65 on up to 100 and something, I think.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Shane. I saw it yesterday, but I don't know what all the words mean, and I'm afraid sometimes to click on something in the program that will screw up my radio, so I can't talk on it. So I was a little bit hesitant just to click on anything on there. There's a couple things on there about repeater and reverse repeater, and I don't know what all that stuff means yet, but I'm trying to learn. Over.
So when you get into it and you don't have anybody to help, it can be a little more difficult. My father-in-law was my helmer years ago, and so he kind of walked me through a lot of this. I could sit down with him and do it, but just ask questions. Any of us will be happy to help you, like Wyatt was saying. And we were all there at one point, so it's a fun hobby, and like I always tell people, there's so much to do. If you get tired of one aspect of it, there's always something else to do. But Mick, I'm pulling into the yard here. I got to drop this trailer. And enjoyed meeting you. Very nice to talk to you, and hope to hear you again. KR4DMK. This is N4ZLK. And by the way, the call signs will just start after you listen to them for a while. You'll start being able to pick them out a lot quicker. So it gets easier. N4ZLK 73.
4DMQ Mick, and appreciate speaking to you. Thanks for your information, both of you guys today. I appreciate it. I'm going to get in the program right now and start working on it. You have a wonderful day. 73 to you, too. This is KR4DMQ out.
I even got your call sign wrong. It's KR4DMQ. Sorry about that. I knew that and said K. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
KR4DMQ W4AAW. KR4TMQ W4AAW.
Hello, W4AM. I believe it's over. This KR4DMQ, and my name is Mick. Over.
This is Dennis over in Hart County, Georgia. It's Whiskey 4 Alpha Whiskey.
Alpha Alpha W.
This is KR4DMQ. I finally got a call sign. Over.
It's a little easier to remember mine since it's only got two letters in it. But I was listening to you. You're coming in over here a strong, probably 5.657 without a problem.
I didn't know what how well this is going to work. It's that Yaesu FT150, and it's 50 watts. But I just got this little antenna inside of my attic, and it seems to be working okay. Over.
Let's get it into that repeater over there. Yeah, because I'm picking you up pretty good over here out of that repeater. You're talking about programming. Have you looked at Chirp?
I've heard of Chirp. Does Chirp work on? I got a little, this is a little mobile radio. I've heard of the program. Don't know much about it. I thought it was for hand talkies only. Over.
Use Chirp on mobile. You can use Chirp on handheld HTs. The other system you might want to look at, which may be even better, is RTS systems. RTS. Roger Tango Sierra, RTS Systems.
Appreciate that. I'll take a look at that too. Everything help I can get from any of you guys, I sure appreciate all your help. You're my third call since I got my license, and I appreciate you getting back to me. Let me know how well I'm doing as far as my signal is concerned. Over.
Anytime. Most hams will help you out. With the RTS, by the way, if you go there, you can get the plug-in cable that goes from your computer to the radio, whatever radio you're using. They also sell those along, usually, with the program.
That, okay. Is it like a, is it a data cable or a desk cable that, that goes out of your computer and into your radio? I got a 10-pin, a couple of, one of them is a 10-pin, over.
Cables are different from for each radio, now except for ICOM. The ICOM cables seem to be the same. Basically, it goes from your USB port with an ICOM to your speaker input. With handheld, it'll go from the USB port usually to your microphone input. You take your microphone out and you plug it in where your mic goes.
I'll take a look. Then, so I need to get a Yaesu for this particular radio cable. So I'll probably call Ham Radio Outlet and where I bought my radios at and see if I can get one there. Do they sell them on Amazon? Or are you aware of? Over.
RTS Systems, RTS, Roger Tingle Systems, just Google it and it'll bring up their website. They're out of Georgia.
Do that immediately. Well, I appreciate talking to you. I'm going to do a couple programming things here and I'm going to look up that site and see if I can get a cable ordered. But this was good having a conversation with you. This is KR4DMQ73 to you and I'll talk to you later. This is, we're out.
W4AAW 73 to you. Have a good day. W4AAW. Clear.
Hey, Texas.
AW, I heard somebody come in, but you were, your propagation was really very good.
Wow. Okay. KB2HXS. I guess maybe I spoke a little too fast. Name here is Dave. I am mobile.
I don't know if you're, well, if you're mobile, you may have moved 10 feet, and that time it came in pretty good, pretty clear. You were pretty good, pretty quieting in there.
57, Highway 357, heading home to Greer, or Gur, as some people like to call it.
I'm in Hartwell, so, yeah, you're just, I know where you're at. But anyway, this is W4AAW.
Oh, okay, I know, yeah, you're down by the state line, right?
When you cross that I-85 bridge, you're going into Georgia, and you go about maybe 10 miles south, and that's about where I'm at.
I was down that way just the other day.
We use the Elberton repeater a lot, so if you're down here, you might want to put that into your system if you get down to this direction.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go. The wife is on the phone here. I'll get back with you. KB2HXS.
PW clear. You have a good wife. Take care of the wife.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have a good day. KB2HXS. KB2HXS.